Can you go back just a regular map for me? And then can you zoom out just a little bit? Okay. Oh, that's fine, whatever.
And then could you scoot the screen up? So drag, yeah, just like that. Perfect. Thank you. And then if you go to the center of the roadway that is in question, over one, that, or the, right there. Now go. Now just take your mouse to the bottom. Don't click, just go all the way to the bottom. Okay, yeah, stop right there. Go to the right. Click on that, please. And then go to the left. Okay. And then go up one parcel, please, right there. It's not you, it's the, sometimes the system slows way down. There we go. All right. And then obviously if you go to the right, one parcel, right there. Okay. Okay. Before we move on, any discussions or thoughts, Commission, at this time? Further questioning for the petitioner or the people in opposition at this time? Yeah, ma'am. Okay, then.
Don't have any questions.
Don't have anything? Okay. All right. Do we have any questions for Mr. Cole, our Road and Bridge Administrator at this time, or?
I would have a couple.
Okay. Jack, would you mind please stepping forward? Good morning. Well, this morning we have Mr. Jack Cole. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Good
morning. So if you follow Hillside up, it looks like that it basically stops. There to the south side, I believe that's Hillside.
Yeah, correct.
Is there any expectations to finish that road out?
No, it's actually not part of our maintenance this time, and you know, we're currently not taking any new petitions right now, so there's no, as far as I know, there's no future plans of any work going on that.
Okay. If there were to be any future expansion of that road, do you have any idea what the estimated cost to complete that through there would be?
So from what they're talking about, where the circle drive is there on the Castor's property down to the base piece there, it's approximately 500 feet, if I remember right. Or maybe that was to the bottom. There's a pretty big ravine in that area. So with the cost of that box culvert structure, it'd take to raise the road up there, I would say close to 500,000, maybe slightly over.
Okay. Hey, you've been out and looked at the what is in question. Have you been out there, Jack?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Out there.
Would would it meet road standards as far as the grade of it?
No, we'd have to raise the road considerably. We'd have to put a pretty big box culvert there at the bottom of that drainage. There's pretty good draw there, holler. We'd have to raise it considerably, and, you know, I think it was 30. If I looked at the, I think it was like 30 feet drop there. So we're going to have to bring it up to meet their grade requirements.
Correct. Well, I noticed when I was there, it dropped off pretty heavy at the last manhole. It had a pretty heavy drop, so that's why I was wondering, as far as our grade with our county road standards.
We'd have to raise the road considerably there in the bottom to ever get it even close to meeting grade requirements.
Okay.
Did we have to do that on the road there to the east, or to the west, I mean?
We had to bring it up quite a bit, not near as significant as what that one would be.
Okay.
Anything further?
No.
No?
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Hey, real quick, I'm sorry. Jack?
Yes.
This is the Hillside Drive, so you did give us a letter of your... Vacation and portion of Hillside Drive will have no impact on Haney County, will not hinder road and bridge in any way. So you see no issues with the pictures?
I don't.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Elliott, does the sewer district not already have a easement through there?
I don't know. I went back and looked at my file from a year ago when the first petition came through, and that's why I made note of that, because it wasn't brought up on space this time, but last time that came up, and so that's why I made note of it. So I'm not sure what the current situation with easement and right-of-way for the sewer district is.
Regardless of what happens here today, would the sewer district not need any? They can't just piggyback off of a public roadway. So they would need an easement regardless, correct?
Well, if, again, whenever it was platted, if it platted roads and dedicated those same roadways for a utility corridor,
okay,
and the commission were to vacate it, then I think at least target would place them in question.
Okay.
What their status, I mean, you're right to the extent, because I think there are manholes on the south side of Hillside Drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they may have some existing written easements. I just don't know what they have, and so that's why I made note of that in my letter to y'all.
Well, and we also got a letter from the sewer district, and I was trying to figure out what was even needed there. So.
Yeah, and I don't know what's actually needed. I told you what I knew from a year ago. I don't know if that's still true, though, either.
I
Sorry, I'm looking for a particular thing here.
You also mentioned, Mr. Elliott, that an appropriate description of the road, at what point would that need to be done?
It would have to be done before the commission entered an order.
The order that's prepared, did you come up with that description or somebody else?
I was concerned with the same issue that the commission was talking about a moment ago. The part that was highlighted, as I read it, it arguably just describes the road at perpendicular angles to the lots in question. And we've done that before, don't get me wrong. I mean, we can do that. Where hedge path has previously been the subject of a petition, but this petition is only hillside, I mean, we can probably do it either way. I just wanted to make sure that we are all clear about if the commission decided to vacate, what exactly was vacated. So especially at that northwest or that northeast corner between the intersection of Hedgepeth and Hillside, I didn't want there to be any question about what the nature and scope of any vacate or not vacating it would be.
Still have that?
Which part?
Did you have that that showed where the road was? Or did?
Did I have that? Sorry, I've got so many things going right now. I've got five different folders going. Mr. or Mrs. Boyd has it. Please. Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Elliott, how would you describe that? How is this presented, I guess, per the order?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
If we're going to either approve or deny the order, does the order not need to? So how do we, yes.
That's the issue. So technically speaking, we could utilize the information currently available. It wouldn't be a problem.